It's time for America's original favorite pastime. It's American Legion Baseball on your home for Northeast Kansas sports, Kansaland Radio. Kansaland Radio.
Some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. I don't mean it's a shame. Cause it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Now stepping up to the mic, it's Johnny Kane.
Beautiful night for baseball, and more Legion baseball coming your way. The zone tournament in AA continues tonight. It's night number two, and tonight is the winner's bracket. And our first matchup tonight, Corning and Marysville. Welcome to the broadcast alongside Justin Fluke. As mentioned, I am Johnny King. Kirk Gilman taking care of us back at our studios. Justin, another beautiful night for baseball. Last night, another beautiful night. It was two really good games, and now our winner's bracket here tonight.
Yeah, it should be a fun one as get to this time of year, and you don't always anticipate or expect this kind of weather for the middle or to end of July, and playing a lot of games in 1 week in a tournament like this, but it is the winner's bracket. You know these teams are going to bring out the best. Can't complain about the weather. It should be a couple of great ball games here tonight. Certainly, if you win this ball game, the two winners of tonight's games will have a step forward into winning this zone tournament here later on this week.
And we saw it a lot last night with pitching playing a big factor in both of those games as far as pitch counts go. In both of those, a lot of different strategy was being put into place by both teams. But tonight, looking at this matchup, Marysville, they come in, they are 17-11. Corning is 8-5. They have played this year before. It was a doubleheader back on June 6th. Corning won both of those games, 6-4 and 10-4. Marysville will be the home team today, so Corning will bat first. This is their lineup. Leading things off will be the second baseman, Trenton Talley. In the two spot is the pitcher, Ian Haverkamp. Batting third is the shortstop, Zach Fisher. Hitting cleanup, playing catcher is Austin Holthaus. Batting fifth at first base, Presley Bowers. Hitting sixth is the third baseman, Trayton Talley. Batting seventh is the center fielder, Corbin Becker. Hitting eighth in right field, Mitchell Bussing. And batting ninth, rounding things out in left field, is Isaac Detweiler. He will be facing John Haggard of Marysville. He has not faced Corning yet this year. He did not throw last night. The three guys that threw for Marysville, Breiniger went five innings. He threw 79 pitches. Ben Kirkland, he only went a third of an inning, threw 13 pitches. And Tragen Graff went an inning and two-thirds and threw 22 pitches. So, again, a beautiful night for baseball. The wind could be blowing in from right field just a touch. We want to thank our Legion Baseball sponsors allowing this broadcast to happen, Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Hyman Crop and Insurance of Seneca, Highland Community College, Kime CS Trucking of Sabetha, C&K Service, Moreland James Bank in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Atchison, Kirkwood & Company in Highland, Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha, Two Timbers in Highland, and Ryan Meininger and the team at State Farm in Hiawatha. So with that, we are set to go. Here's Trenton Talley to lead things off. He'll step in from the right side. The first offering from John Haggard is a fastball low and away for ball one. Trenton Talley on the air, 257 average as the fastball catches the outside edge for a strike. 1-1 the count on Talley. 9 hits and 40 at-bats. 6 RBIs. He has scored 12 runs from his leadoff spot. Now fastball misses a touch low and a 2-1. We'll check the Marysville defense here after this first offering from Haggard. A bouncing ball hit right back to him. He'll run it over to first base, and he's actually going to step on the bag himself for out number one.
A little uncharacteristic there. You don't always see the pitcher take that all the way, but plenty of energy. John Haggard says, no chance in risking a throw here or not making the catch, so I got plenty of time. I'm just going to jog all the way over to first base and touch the bag myself.
So now here's Ian Haverkamp. He'll bat for the first time. He bats from the left side against Haggard. First pitch is a fastball on the inside edge of the knees for strike one. The outfield for Marysville, Zach Heffley is in left. Caden Breiniger is in center field. Gabe Ketter is in right. On the infield, the third baseman is Aiden Price. At short, it's Ben Kirkland. The second baseman is Tragen Graff. And at first base, Connor Halbert. The battery mate is Peyton LeDuc to John Haggard. 1-1 the count on Ian Haverkamp. They'll swing and pop a ball to the left side, giving chase is the third baseman, Price. And actually, it's going to be the left fielder, Heffley, that's going to run out of room up against the wall. So 1-2 the count on Ian Haverkamp.
Ball might have been pushed just a little bit. The wind isn't too strong, but it is blowing towards that third base left field side here in Sabathia this evening.
1-2 the count on Haverkamp. Haggard back in the windup, and his two-strike offering is a fastball high and away. Justin, something we saw last night play a big factor is walks and errors, and you obviously make things a little bit bigger when it comes to postseason time, and you got to think here in the winner's bracket that's going to be even more apparent.
Well, walks and errors can tell you a lot about the game of baseball or softball for that matter at any level, but certainly can be magnified, and as they start to pile up, it's a couple of the toughest things to overcome for any team on a diamond.
That's ball outside. That'll move the count full 3-2 on Ian Haverkamp. He's put together a good plate appearance here in the second at bat of the evening. Now the payoff from Haggard. Swing and a miss from Haverkamp. Down he goes. That's the first strikeout of the day for John Haggard, and there are two away on the top of the first inning. One thing about Haggard is he hasn't wasted any time so far. He is getting the ball and getting right back on the rubber. As a defense, you got to love that. So now here is Zach Fisher. He'll bat with two outs and nobody on. Right-handed hitter. First offering from Haggard is a fastball inside. Reiniger in center is going to shade him towards the left center field side. He's all playing fairly deep. Fastball misses low and away, and it's 2-0 on Fisher. Oh, 2-0 is a fastball that'll paint the outside at the knees. 2-1 the count on Fisher. Zach, 367 average this year. He's got 11 hits and 30 at bats, 17 RBIs, which leads the team. 16 run score. There's a ball hit down the left field line, and that is going to be just foul. Well, a good swing by Fisher, but it'll be just a long strike number two.
Yeah, turned on that pitch and hit it well. Only by about a couple feet did he miss pulling one down into the corner fair.
2-2 the count on Fisher. Two outs, top of the first inning. Haggard back into the windup, and now here's his 2-2. Swing and a miss. Down goes Fisher. That's back-to-back strikeouts in the top of the first inning for John Haggard. And up at the top of the first inning, no score. 3-up, 3-down. We'll head to the bottom of the inning. Marysville coming up for the first time, and we come back on FM 103.9 KNZA.
State Farm, Kathy here.
Hey, it's Mike. My team just pulled off the biggest upset ever.
Nice, Mike.
And some fans are getting crazy. They even flipped over a car.
Whoa.
Turns out it's my car, though.
Oh.
But I don't want to be upset right now. I want to know State Farm's going to take care of this, right?
We got you covered, Mike.
Yes! Woo!
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
The overall mission of the rehab team is always what is best for the patient and how we can facilitate maximum potential from every resident that we work with.
All I have to do is think about what I was before and what I am now, and I don't ever want to go back to that original situation. Well, the most important thing to me is that I'm allowed to do whatever I want to do, you know.
Life Care Center of Seneca, helping our friends and neighbors get better faster. Call 785-336-3528.
KNZA.
Bottom of the first inning, no score. Marysville coming up for the first time. Our lineup leading things off will be the shortstop, Ben Kirkland. Hitting second is the second baseman, Tragen Graff. Batting third is the third baseman, Aiden Price. Hitting cleanup is the catcher, Peyton LeDuc. Batting fifth is the center fielder, Caden Breiniger. Batting sixth is the pitcher, John Haggard. Hitting seventh is the right fielder, Gabe Ketter. In the eighth spot is the first baseman, Connor Halbert, and rounding things out in left field, Zach Heffley. He'll be facing Ian Haverkamp of Corning tonight. Haverkamp is making his eighth start, 5.43 earned run average for Haverkamp. He's thrown 28 in the third inning, 20 strikeouts compared to 7 walks, but he's given up 22 earned runs in those 28 innings. 1-0 is bounced to the left side. Big hop for the third baseman, Talley. He'll throw in plenty of time, and there's that one out.
Good to see both pitchers coming out, just throwing strikes in a game like this. And as you mentioned with John Haggard in the first inning, just working quickly and trying to set the tone here early on, allow your defense to be ready to field any play.
Yeah, because Marysville last night in that 6-5 walk-off win over Hiawatha, they know it was pretty sloppy. There were 7 combined walks, 4 combined errors between the two teams. But Marysville did just enough to pick up that victory as Tragen Graff digs in. He was named the player of the game against Hiawatha yesterday. He hit the bouncing ball to the right side. The first baseman, Bowers, will take it. He'll step on the bag himself, and there are two away.
Only ball to leave the infield for either team so far was the foul ball that we saw before Zach Fisher struck out in the top half here of inning number one.
So now quickly two outs, and here's Aiden Price. Price was 2-for-4 yesterday against Hiawatha, had an RBI. The first pitch from Haverkamp was a fastball low and away. We'll shade him towards left center. The 1-0 from Haverkamp is a fastball in that nearly clips Price, but he spins out of the way. He's now up in the count 2-0. Is a fastball down the middle for a strike on Aiden Price. Haverkamp threw in both games back on June 6th against Marysville. He threw an inning and two-thirds in the first game, only allowed one hit. Now a bouncing ball hit right back to him, a high hop. He'll field it, step and throw, and three up, three down. So both teams go in order in the first inning, and after one complete, no scores, we head to inning number two when we come back on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size, can't find, standard door, won't fit? Then let Stahlbaumer Lumber and Seneca help you with a new Gherkin storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gherkin? Gherkin Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gherkin offers 3 storm door categories, Classic, Uniquely Yours, and Cabrio. All doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gherkin.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gherkin storm door. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Start of inning number two, no score as Corning comes to bat for the second time. Middle of the order coming up, Austin Holthaus, Presley Bowers, and then Trayden Talley. John Haggard is set to work his second inning here tonight. Started a little bit early. We're supposed to start around 6 o'clock. And start a little early, so now we are set for inning number two. So here's Austin Holthaus. He will lead off the second. He has had a great summer, a 5.42 average for Holthaus. He has 13 hits and 24 at-bats, 8 RBIs, and a .625 on-base percentage. He bats from the left side against Haggard, swings the first pitch and fouls it straight back.
Obviously, Johnny's done almost all of our Legion baseball broadcasts this summer. I haven't seen but a few games, Johnny, and as I was looking at this Corning lineup here, how many different high schools are represented on their lineup? I mean, I came up with at least 4 or 5, right?
So you got Centralia, you've got Axtell. After the 1-1 pitch, line drive. It's going to be through underneath the glove of the second baseman, Graff, and in the right center field. It's probably going to be an error. It was going to be a tough play. We'll see what the official score is.
I don't know if he ended up getting his glove on it or not. It was hit towards the middle, and he had to go over to try to cut it off. So he was trying to stab at it and couldn't knock it down. I don't know if he really even got the glove on it or not, but officially ruled an error.
So now here's Presley Bowers. The first pitch to Bowers is a breaking ball in for strike one. You're talking about this team. You got Wetmore on there as well, I see.
Onega, right?
Yep.
That's four.
I believe that should be it.
No Frankfurt kids?
Nope. Now a swing and a pop-up by Bowers to the left side. The third baseman Price in foul territory will make the grab for out number one. So that's one way for Haggard to pick up his defense, is get a pop-up and now one away and one pitch away from getting out of this inning with a double play. Trayton Talley will dig in from the right side. 4.06 average this year. 32 at-bats. He's got 13 hits, 13 RBIs. And he gets hit by the first pitch. So Corning all of a sudden with something going here in the top of inning number two. They'll have first and second with one away. And Corbin Becker will dig in from the right side. Becker has a 3.21 average. 9 hits, 28 at-bats. An RBI opportunity here. First pitch from Haggard is a fastball that catches the outside edge for a strike. Becker, he's one of the Centralia guys. The 0-1 from Haggard, squaring to bunt and bunting it foul behind the plate is Becker, so now he's down in an 0-2 hole.
Kind of waiting to see how both teams would play that. There's not a lot of speed on the bases right now for Corning. I would think Marysville has to be thinking about potential double play. And Corning now likely won't have any kind of bunt situation going here with two strikes against the batter.
Yeah, so Becker's now got to protect. Holthouse at second, Talley at first. One out, top of the second inning, no score. The 0-2 from Haggard. Fastball low and away. Wind, it looks like it has pretty much died down out in the outfield, at least the flags in the outfield. Now, fastball is bounced in. A really good job by Peyton LeDuc to block it and keep it in front of him. Holthouse wanted to go to third base, but when he saw that LeDuc was able to somehow keep it in front of him, he had to hold his pump on the brakes and stop out at second base.
Yeah, he was sliding over, but it was kind of a backhanded stop with the glove that ricocheted the ball right down in front of him.
Now the 2-2. Line down the right field line. It is slicing, and it will get out of play. So Becker got a good piece of it, but it slices foul. And the count will remain 2-2 on Becker. Well, this will be the sixth pitch of this plate appearance coming up to Corbin Becker. Huge lead out at second base for Holthouse. And now he swings again, but this time he fouls it straight back. Haggard having to tax the pitch count a little bit already early in this game. He's approaching up near 30 here in the second inning. Another huge lead for Holthouse at its second. The 2-2 is a breaking ball that swung on and missed. And down goes Becker, so Haggard wins the battle and a big strikeout and a big out number two. That's the third strikeout for Haggard here through the first inning and two-thirds, and now he'll have to face Mitchell Bussing to try to get out of this threat. Bussing only has two RBIs this year and only six hits total. He bats from the right side. First pitch from Haggard is a fastball just a little bit low and away. Two games again tonight. Final game tonight will be Doniphan County in Sabetha. Fastball misses low and away, and it's 2-0 on Mitchell Bussing. Doniphan County picked up a big 10-1 victory over Seneca last night. Had a 9-run fourth inning to win that. Sabetha was the number one overall seed, so they got the bye. Here's a 2-0 to Bussing. He'll swing and hit a bouncing ball to the right side. The second baseman, Graff, fields it on a hop. He'll throw to first, and that'll end the threat. So Haggard leaves two on the base pass for Corning. And one to the bottom of inning, number two. Still no score. Marysville coming up when we come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Did you know that SBS Insurance can insure everything in your garage? Whether you beat the trails, ride the open road, enjoy the rippling waters, or camp in style, we have the ability to protect the property that you have worked so hard to enjoy. Find out how much you can save by having SBS Insurance Agency quote your boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, and more. We can save you time and money by bundling all of your property with one of our multiple companies. Call SBS Insurance and we will put you on the path to protection.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across Northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
Kansaland Radio.
Bottom of the second inning, no score. Marysville will have the middle of their order. They went in order in the first. Nate LeDuc will lead things off, followed by Keaton Breiniger and then Jonna Haggard. Alongside Justin Fluke, Johnny came back with you. Kirk Killen, our man, back in the studios. So here's Peyton LeDuc to lead things off against Ian Haverkamp. LeDuc was 0-for-2 yesterday, but he did walk a couple of times against Hiawatha. First pitch from Haverkamp was a fastball inside. One oh is swung through and missed by LeDuc. So as mentioned, Haverkamp is the ace for Corning. 0-1-1. The breaking ball left inside. Started to talk about it earlier, but he went 1 2/3 innings in the 6-4 win over Marysville back on June 6th. He gave up just one hit, no runs, and struck out one. And now he leaves a fastball inside that clips the jersey of Peyton LeDuc, so he'll be on to lead off the second inning. And then in the second game, Haverkamp got hit around a little bit. In the 10-4 win for Corning, he went 3 innings, gave up 6 hits, 2 runs, but he did strike out 5 and did not walk anybody. Now we'll throw over to first. Back safely is LeDuc. Probably a little closer play than it needed to be, but LeDuc is back without a slide. I think his coaching staff is making sure to tell him that he needs to get down. But now here's Keaton Breiniger. He bats from the left side, squares the bunt, pulls it back, and takes the ball. Now throw down to first base, and back safely is LeDuc, and he had another close play where he doesn't slide. And a 1-0 count on Keaton Breiniger. Breiniger was 0-for-2, did walk and score a run yesterday, and now he lays down a pretty good bunt. He fielded by third baseman Talley. His throw is not in time. That's a really good bunt by Breiniger. And so Marysville has their first two batters on base, begin the bottom of inning number two.
Hey, great job by Breiniger to get the bat out there early. And I thought when it left his bat that maybe it was hit a little bit too hard towards the third baseman. But even Talley coming in and making an accurate throw is still not enough time to get Breiniger at first base.
So now here's Jonna Haggard, the pitcher for Marysville. He'll take a wild hack at the first offering from Haverkamp and come up empty. Haggard a chance to help his own cause here in the bottom of inning number two. 0-1 is a fastball low and away. Haggard was 1-for-3 last night, had an RBI, and a 6-5 victory for Marysville. 1-1, a fastball that's swung through again by Haggard, and he's down in the 1-2 count. First and second, nobody out. 2-strike pitch from Haverkamp. Fastball just off the outside edge. Pretty good spot. That'll even the count at 2. Well, Duke, the runner at 2nd, has a fairly short lead. Now the 2-2 is skied to center field right at Becker, who will range to his left a couple of steps. He'll make the grab, dragging and not running to third base is Peyton LeDuc. He kind of bluffed just to see a throw from Becker, who got it in nicely, and so one away.
First two innings shaping up pretty similar. In the first inning, both teams went down in order. Now in the second inning, both teams have had runners at first and second with one out. Corning couldn't do anything with that. We'll see if Marysville can come through and try to scratch the first run across here in this game.
Now here's Gabe Kenner. He bats from the left side. Swings and misses at the first offering from Haverkamp. Kenner was 0-for-3 yesterday. Did score a run. He was hit by a pitch. 0-1 is fouled back to the screen. They're going to make that baseball be thrown back in. They want to check it and make sure there isn't any scuffs on it because it came right off the cement portion, right where the net is. Justin, you know, in today's game, can't have any foreign substances on the baseball or anything to alter it. The 0-2, fastball high and away.
Yeah, kind of crazy. I was at a Royals game here in the last week, and I'd forgotten, you don't always see it on television, but how every single inning they make the pitcher stop for like 30 seconds and check his hat, take his hat off, check all these different things every inning.
There's a curveball in for a called strike 3 on Gabe Kenner, a big strikeout for Ian Haverkamp, his first of the evening, and that's a big out number 2. The first time we've really seen a big curveball from Haverkamp tonight. He's thrown a couple of them, but that's been by far and away his best one. And now we'll have to face Connor Halbert to try to get out of this inning. Halbert will swing at the first pitch, bounce it back to the shortstop Fisher, who makes a good running play. He'll throw to first, and that will end the threat. So, Haverkamp, he strands 2. We've played 2 complete, 1 of the 3rd inning. Still no score between Marysville and Corning here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back. Somerset Park here in Sabetha, American Legion Zone Baseball Tournament. The winner's bracket games tonight. I'm Justin Fluke alongside Johnny Kane. Kirk Kilman back at the KNZA studios. And 0-0 is our score as we move to inning number 3. Both teams leaving a couple runners on base in the second inning, so both teams will lead off with their number 9 hitter here as we head to inning number 3. American Legion Baseball throughout the summer, all of our games on radio, presented by Ryan Meininger and his team at State Farm in Hiawatha for great insurance rates and other financial services. Also, 2 Timbers in Highland, a Home Plus senior living community here at Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food and good experience people. Roland James Bank in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Atchison, part of the Bank of Blue Valley, online at bankbv.com. And Kirkwood & Company in Highland, great restaurant and sports bar, open 7 days a week. Here's the first pitch of inning number 3, and right in there at the knees, called strike 1. 33rd pitch of the game, delivered by John Haggard and Isaac Detweiler, the left fielder. An Axtell product takes strike 1. Now the right-hander sees a second pitch and whiffs at that one. Quickly down in the count, 0-2, with Trenton Talley on deck and Ian Haverkamp due up third here in the top of the 3rd inning for Corning. From the the windup. Haggard, the right-hander's pitch, is off the end of the bat towards first. Nice job by Halbert to move over. He'll take a couple steps back to the bag and make the play for out number one. So Haggard got out of a jam with two on and one out in the second by getting a strikeout and a ground ball. And he gets a grounder now to begin this inning. No balls gone out of the infield, at least in play, for Corning here in this game. Now a swing and a miss by their leadoff hitter, Trenton Talley, who hit one back to the pitcher his first time up.
Really, when you look at Haggard, he hasn't given up anything hard hit yet tonight.
There was a pretty hard pitch there. Misses just low. It's a ball and a strike to Talley. Corning still looking for their first hit. They had two runners on in the second, one courtesy of an error. The other was hit by a pitch. Now an overthrown ball that is low and outside and to the backstop as the count pushes the 2-1 to Trenton Talley. Marysville did have an infield bunt single and a batter hit by a pitch as well, but couldn't score in their home half of the second. Now the 2-1 pitch, that's chopped foul right at the plate to even things up at 2-2. 381 feet to dead center here at Somerset Park, approximately 360 to the gaps and about 318 down the lines. Just a little bit of difference. 319 to left, 317 to right, and in the gaps it's a little bit deeper to right center. This pitch bounces a couple feet in front of home plate and outside, so after getting ahead of the count, now it's worked full. 3-2 from Haggard to Talley. As Johnny mentioned earlier, the wind's kind of faded off a bit. Good temperature for baseball. The payoff, swung on a miss to a pitch coming across the inside part of the plate, and that is now the fourth strikeout recorded, the second out of the inning for John Haggard.
When you look at Haggard, he really doesn't do anything special. He just locates his pitches so well, that's what makes them effective.
Pitcher-pitcher matchup, Ian Haverkamp to the plate, struck out his first time up, and he takes well outside for ball one. Looking for another 1-2-3 inning, as Haggard did in the first. He's got two outs here in the third, and the pitch down and in to the left-handed batter. It's two balls, no strikes to Ian Haverkamp. Zach Fisher would be next. Marysville center fielder Breiniger playing a shade towards right field. The ball is pulled into right field, and that's a base hit with two outs. Corning has their first single of the game. Ball pulled between Graff and Halbert on the right side of the infield, and Haverkamp is aboard.
I was kind of surprised they weren't shading him a little bit more towards that right side. The second baseman, Graff, was playing more up the middle, so there was a big hole on that right side, and Haverkamp just did a good job of finding it.
So first hit and third base runner, that extends the inning for Zach Fisher. The Onega product also striking out his first time up. Haggard will have to work from the stretch. Not a big lead at first, runner not going, and the pitch foul towards the third base dugout. Nothing and one here to Zach Fisher. Austin Holthaus would be next if Fisher can find a way to extend this top half of inning number three. Still no score between Marysville and Corning. Both teams have left a couple on base already. Haggard comes set high. Now the pitch, and it's a little bit high, and it's one ball and one strike. Sabath and Doniphan County, the second game tonight. We'll have that right here on radio as well, 103.9 KNZA. Tomorrow night's consolation games, and then back Wednesday and Thursday to finish up the championship side of this zone bracket. 1-1 pitch, pulled and just barely foul on the third base side as Fisher out in front. He had a similar pitch that he hit just foul a little deeper on a line drive in his first at bat. So it's 1-2 now as he tries to time Haggard up just a little bit better. Haverkamp at first base hasn't shown any signs of going yet, but this could be an opportunity here with a 1-2 pitch forthcoming. Third base coach will go through a couple signs. Haggard with that left foot not only out in front, but to his left a little bit. Set, the runner goes. The pitch swung on and missed, and that's strike three, out three, and the end of the top half of the third. A third runner left on base for Corning. They get their first hit of the game, but we remain scoreless as we head to the bottom of the third here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. but a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
He's a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
For a free insurance quote, visit Dan Lear's in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton. Rent all the tools you need to make that re-roofing project a lot easier. From Heinen True Value, just ask Rental. They have the Shingle Hog, a power tool that will skin off old shingles quickly. You can also rent roofing nail guns and the air compressor to install your new shingles. Make your roofing project easier with the rental tools you need. Go to HeinenTrueValue.com to see photos and info on all of the rental tools. There's always something new at Heinen True Value, the Just Ask Rentals in Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Along with studio engineer Kurt Kilman, Justin Fluchani came back with you. Somerset Park, Sabatha, bottom of the third inning. Number nine hitter Zach Keefley will lead off for Marysville. And then Ben Kirkland and Tregan Kraft will get their second opportunities. No score in this ball game. Winner will advance to Wednesday's championship final, and the loser will have to turn around and play an elimination game tomorrow evening. Working on the pitch count, one of the Marysville coaches had come up in between innings. In the first, 16 in the second. I hadn't even added them up. It was 32 coming into that inning. My book shows 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 16 that inning, so I show 48. Is that what you guys had? Oh. So it'll be Zach Keefley that comes to the plate here. I think they're trying to maybe confirm this pitch count controversy or something before they start the next half inning.
Because I just looked it up, and so the big number is right now 60. Is if he reaches 61 pitches, he would then be required to have 3 days rest.
That's pretty crazy to throw 16 pitches in the first, 16 in the second, and 16 in the third.
But that's exactly why it's such a big deal, is because
right.
They want to keep him available should
possible,
Marysville advance further and all the way to would be Thursday.
Well, and all these teams are going to need that pitching depth when you get in a tournament like this, especially if you lose a game and have to try to fight and claw your way back through the elimination side of the bracket.
So if you're not familiar, 1 to 30 pitches is the no days rest, 31 to 45 is 1, 46 to 60 is 2, 61 to 80 pitches 3 days, and anything over 81 is 4 days rest with a 105 max per day.
First pitch here in the bottom of the third comes in high from Ian Haverkamp. He's at 22 pitches through the first two innings, so he's in pretty good shape. Working to Zach Keefley, who grounds it to the shortstop. Fisher makes the play, and a strong throw over to first for out number one. So now second time through the lineup here for Marysville, post 163. Top three guys went in order in the first. Let's see what they do a second time against Ian Haverkamp, who that's left-handed, but he pitches right-handed. Ben Kirkland grounded to third, his first time up, and this delivery inside for ball one. Haverkamp continuing to work quickly, gets the ball, big wind-up, and the next pitch is a breaking ball that drops right down across the heart of the plate. That evens the count at 1-1. Tregan Graff in the on-deck circle. Marysville had an infield single and a hit-by-pitch, but couldn't get a runner to third. Now a little looper into short right, but it's playable and caught by Mitchell Boosie. That ball carried a little bit more than I thought it might off the bat of Kirkland. And as it turned out, Boosie had it played about perfect and able to make the catch for out number two.
Yeah, that was one of the first really hard hit balls that Marysville has had here tonight. But again, a good play by Boosie out and right.
Tregan Graff grounded to first, his initial at bat. So he'll come up here with the bases empty and two down and a breaking pitch in there. Boy, Haverkamp all of a sudden has those off-speed pitches working pretty well.
Now, we saw a really good one in the second inning, and it seems like he's gone to it a touch more here in inning number three.
Just one strikeout so far for Haverkamp. There's another breaking ball grounded to third. Alley got a late break on it. He fields it right on the infield grass turf and makes the throw to first in time. A quick 1-2-3 inning. Seven pitches in that inning, so 29 total through three frames now for Ian Haverkamp. But as we head quickly to inning number four, Marysville and Corning, still no score.
Kickhafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickhafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickhafer & Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickhafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
It's your choice. In healthcare, there's a common belief that you're limited to the options your specialist suggests for your ancillary services, including lab work, imaging, therapy, and other diagnostic testing. The truth is, you make the decision on where you go for those services, depending on your insurance coverage. Bemaha Valley Community Hospital provides a wide range of ancillary services to best fit the needs of you and your family. Please visit www.nemvch.com to view a list of all of our current services. Bemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Kansaland Radio.
On to inning number four we go here at Somerset Park in Sabatha. A beautiful Monday night for American Legion Baseball. Our broadcast being brought to you by Sailor Insurance of Sabatha and Iman Crawford Insurance in Seneca. Also by Highland Community College, online at highlandcc.edu. By KimeTS Trucking of Sabatha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers, and also by C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabatha. C&K helping to get there safely. Austin Holthouse, first batter, takes low, ball one from John Haggard, who's back out there in the fourth inning. We have just one hit for both teams here in this contest, and no score through three. This ball pulled on a rope, but it's going to be foul. Down the right field line and up on the berm, and boy, did Holthouse turn on that pitch in a heartbeat. Left-handed batter, now it's 1-1 with Bowers and Talley to follow. I'll be trading Talley after Presley Bowers for Corning here in the fourth. This pitch fouled straight back, and it's 1-2 now to Austin Holthouse. Corning's left three on base so far. Marysville stranded a couple through the first three frames. The wind up in the pitch, and a fastball popped up on the infield. Ball called for in foul territory by the third baseman, and the ball's caught by Aiden Price, able to secure out number one in foul territory on a mile-high pop-up.
That's what we like to call a big league pop-up.
Now Presley Bowers, who did that exact thing, popped up to third in foul territory, his first time up. Haggard pitches and a ground ball to shortstop on one hop. Kirkland had it played perfect, takes his time, throws to first, and there's a pitch and another out. As this game's just speeding along, Johnny, both pitchers throwing strikes. We've not had a walk in this game, a couple hit by pitches, but defense has been good for the most part as well. So two outs, bases empty as Trade and Tally will bat here at the top of the fourth.
Yeah, just a clean game all the way around. Both defenses playing, both pitchers working quick.
That one came near the helmet of Trade and Tally, who backed out of the way on the high inside pitch. Tally was hit by a delivery his first time from Haggard, one of just three base runners recording so far. Here's the 1-0 delivery. That's a fastball right in there for a called strike one. Five strikeouts by John Haggard. He's given up just one hit. No walks. And a foul back and out of play makes it a ball and two strikes to Trade and Tally.
Justin, it's interesting, too, when you look at the zone tournament bracket, I've talked to a couple people before it got started yesterday. There's realistically probably five teams that could easily win this zone tournament.
Good parity this year in Northeast Kansas, swing and a miss, and Tally upset with himself. He chased one in the dirt low. He's strikeout victim number six of John Haggard, who just worked a 1-2-3 inning for Marysville. The game remains scoreless as we head to the bottom of the fourth here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
A hailstorm can mean devastation to a crop. With so much riding on your bottom line, get the protection and peace of mind you deserve. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas. Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights can provide you with hail coverage for your growing crop. Take a few minutes to protect what Mother Nature can destroy in a few seconds with hail and other perils. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas. 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
KNZA.
Justin Fugiani came back with you here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, as our station does 24/7. We are streaming worldwide and free online. If you have family or friends that might be interested in this game or the next one coming up between Doniphan County and Sabetha, you can always listen on any smartphone or internet or Alexa. Speaking of Doniphan County, here they come rolling in. First pitch rolling in for me in Havercamp is a called strike. It'll be Aiden Price, then Peyton LeDuc, and Caden Breininger for Marysville in the bottom of the fourth. Scoreless game. Havercamp Roxanne fires fastball and across the outside part of the plate, just outside. It's a ball 1-1. MSCSports.net, the website where you can click listen live and listen to our broadcast. There's a foul back. And it's 1-2 to Aiden Price, who grounded out to the pitcher his first time up. Or just tell Alexa to open KNZA Radio. Marysville's had two base runners so far, just one hit. There's a base hit up the middle. Aiden Price is aboard with a leadoff single. It's the second time that Marysville's got their leadoff runner aboard. That one right back up the middle to short center field. With nobody out.
One thing we haven't talked about yet, Justin, that I'm just looking at, it's kind of interesting. This is the first game for Corning since July 7th. So they've had almost a week and a half. They have not played a baseball game. And they've only had one doubleheader in the month of July.
Peyton LeDuc steps in and takes a strike at the knees. He was hit by a pitch his first time up. Yeah, that's quite a long layoff, 10 days in a row. Of course, these Legion teams don't play near as many games as they used to, and rightfully so. I mean, the schedule for these kids in the summers. Another swing and a miss, throw to first, but back safely is Price. 0-2 on LeDuc. But man, more time, weights and conditioning, more football, more, much more basketball, yeah. Leagues and MAYB and all that. Some of them working some part-time jobs. I feel bad for some of these kids. Sometimes it's like they really don't get to truly enjoy summer. Breaking ball stays high. It's 1-2 to LeDuc. Breininger on deck, one on first with nobody out, 0-0 game. 1-2 pitch from Havercamp, fastball, they throw to first again. Pitch was just low and away, it's even now at 2-2.
Tell you what, Holthaus is not afraid to throw down to first. That's probably, the third or fourth time we've seen him try to pick off a base runner at first base.
Havercamp from the stretch now comes set and checks the runner at first. 2-2 pitch, breaking ball, and past the third baseman, takes a high hop on the grass into left field. And holding it second is Price. Back-to-back singles is Peyton LeDuc singles on the left side of the infield. Marysville's got something cooking here in the home half of the fourth.
And just one hit through the first three innings, but two hits already in this inning.
We'll see if the bottom half of the order can produce. That's what both teams needed and did not get back in inning number two when they both left a couple stranded. Now bottom half of the order, Caden Breininger, an infield bunt single, his first time up. He bats left-handed with two on, nobody out. Bumps this one right back to the pitcher. Havercamp wants to go to third, nobody there. Turns, goes to first, and they still get that out. Great play by Havercamp, who wanted to go to third, but the shortstop Fisher wasn't there in time. Talley was charging in, the third baseman. and Haverkamp still able to spin around and get the out at first base.
I don't know how he made that throw. His body was facing center field when he released that baseball and somehow put it on the money with some pace on it to Presley Bowers at first base for the out.
So now John Haggard with two in scoring position and one down, and the pitch on top of him as he ducks underneath it for ball one. So Breiniger gets a sacrifice bunt and a great defensive play by Haverkamp. Haggard flied to center field his first time up. He sends this one to left field. It's deep. Detweiler chasing it on the run. It's over his head. Two runs are going to score. Haggard is on his way to second, and he will be tagged out. But he gets two RBI, and it's a 2-0 Marysville lead. Out trying to stretch it to a double. Good job by Detweiler to get it in. A long run, and he could not get there as Marysville takes a 2-0 lead.
So Haggard helps his own cause, although he's thrown out at second base for out number two, and that will empty the base pass, but a two RBI double.
Second out of the inning, and Gabe Ketter to the plate, a strikeout victim his first time up. Marysville picked a great time to have their deepest and best hit ball of the day. Here's a pop foul behind us, and it's now 1-1 to Gabe Ketter. The 2-0 Marysville, they have three hits here in this inning, and a sacrifice bunt that nearly turned into another base runner. 1-1. Bouncer on the infield, staying back as a shortstop. Fisher going to have to hurry the throw, but he does and makes the play to retire Ketter for out number three. But Marysville takes a 2-0 lead, two runs, three hits, no errors, none left. And after four complete, it's Marysville 2, Corning 0, here on KNCA.
Stay on top of your finances with mobile alerts. You can now get notifications from the United Bank and Trust banking app. Customize your alerts in our updated mobile app to enjoy peace of mind wherever you go. You can monitor account balances and activity, get deposit and withdrawal notifications, control security alerts, and much more. Get started today with United Bank and Trust mobile banking app. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Add a Larson storm door to your home and you'll have new options for making your home more comfortable. And you can find Larson storm doors at Suthern Building Supply in Seneca. The Larson storm door improves energy efficiency of the entryway by up to 80%, reduces maintenance needs, and helps the entry door perform better. Larson storm doors are available in styles and ventilating options to make your home more comfortable and protect your entry door with an additional layer of security. Find out more about Larson storm doors at Suthern Building Supply in Seneca.
KNZA.
Start of the fifth inning, 2-0 lead for Marysville. Corning will have the bottom of their order due up. Johnny came back with you. Justin Fluke alongside of me. Kirk Kilman, our man, back at the studios. Don't forget, after the game, we'll pick our McDonald's player of the game, brought to you by the McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. The winner will get a coupon, good for a free extra value meal. This is the Hiawatha or Seneca McDonald's. So Marysville, two runs, four hits, one error. Corning, no runs, one hit, no errors. John Haggard stays out there on the mound despite being at 57 pitches. We mentioned earlier, as soon as he throws pitch number 61, that will require him to have 3 days rest. So with that, leading things off will be Corbin Becker. Becker has struck out tonight and is on a bat against Haggard. First pitch fastball is at the knees for strike one.
A little more pressure now on Corning as they come to bat for the first time, trailing in this contest and really needing to get something going offensively.
Now Becker is going to slice the ball down the right field line, but it is going to get foul and up against the wall. So now 0-2 the count on Corbin Becker. This will be pitch number 60 coming up for John Haggard. And the windup, his 0-2, is swung on and missed by Becker. They'll tag him out to complete the strikeout. And there it is, one away.
Seven strikeouts for Haggard. So 13 outs recorded by him in this game, and over half of them have now been via the strikeout.
Miles Mitchell Bussing will bat for the second time. He grounded out to second base in his first at bat. Breininger, the big tall righty, works. And that ball is popped into shallow right center field. Breininger giving chase, and he'll make a running grab in right center field. Nice play for out number two.
They got a great break on that ball and without much wind, as we've alluded to. Great read there by Breininger and easily able to run it down.
So now Isaac Detweiler will bat with two away quickly. Right now, Haggard appears to be in cruise control. First pitch to Bussing is, Detweiler is fouled back to the netting.
Pretty aggressive windup. I mean, you can tell when he's kind of winding up that he's getting ready to throw about with everything that he's got. Really puts a lot of body into every throw.
And just to give you kind of a visual, there is a lot of body to be thrown from John Haggard.
Yeah, he rocks him. That arm just really whips at the last moment as his body weight comes forward with the throw.
1-1 to Detweiler, the fastball low and away. Two outs, we're in the top of the fifth inning. 2-0 lead for Marysville. Still another game to go tonight. Again, Doniphan County will take on Sabetha about 30 minutes after the conclusion of this contest. Fastball misses low, and it's now 3-1 on Detweiler with the top of the order on deck.
Not the first time that Haggard's even threatened to walk a batter.
He has been great tonight. Here's his 3-1. Bouncing ball hit right back to him. Again, he's going to try to win the race to the bag. He will. And that will end the inning. His first baseman, Halbert, just puts his hand on his hips and says, I guess I'm not standing here tonight. Nonetheless, three up, three down. We'll head to the bottom of the fifth inning. Still a 2-0 lead for Marysville. You're on FM 103.9 KNZA.
You have new health care coverage options through Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans and your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. No matter what stage of life you are in, you will have options that fit your lifestyle. Plus, our network of providers is one of the largest available throughout the state of Kansas and beyond. For more information and to get a quote, contact Farm Bureau agent Chad Baker at 785-336-2341 or visit kfbhealthplans.com.
I've really had two experiences. The first one was with my mother, and then the second one was with my double knee replacement surgery. And I can tell you that it has been a wonderful experience for me.
Life Care Center of Seneca offers expert rehab therapy as well as long-term care for our friends and neighbors.
The care and compassion and the individual attention is what I consider to be top-notch.
Everyday miracles at Life Care Center of Seneca.
KNZA.
Bottom of inning number 5, 2-0 lead for Marysville. They will have the bottom of the order, Halbert, followed by Heffley, and then to the top of the order to Kirkland. Ian Averkamp stays out there on the mound for Corning. First pitch to Halbert is fouled off his foot and back to the screen. Halbert grounded out to the shortstop Fisher in his first at bat. And that put it into a threat for Marysville. They had first and second with nobody out and wound up getting nothing out of that. Breaking ball low and away to Halbert. Marysville got their two runs in the bottom of the fourth inning. They did it by collecting three hits, including a two RBI double from John Haggard. 2-1 the count to Connor Halbert. A 2-1 pitch. Is lined on the left field line, and that is going to be a fair ball. It'll roll all the way into the corner. Detweiler now fumbles it around, and that is going to allow Halbert to trot into second base with a leadoff stand-up double. So that is hit number five of the afternoon for Marysville. That'll bring up Zach Haefeli for the second time. Might bring in a runner for Halbert. So John Heffley is going to have a quick chat, and they are going to bring in a pinch runner. This will be Hunter Hill who will come in and run for Halbert.
boy, another run or two here for Marysville would be pretty huge. I mean, all of a sudden, Corning down to their final six outs of the game.
Especially the way Haggard's pitching.
Right.
Here's Zach Kefley. He might be a candidate to square around to bunt the baseball. He's not squaring around. He takes a fastball just off the outside edge for ball one. Terry Smith behind the plate. Fred Schocke in the field, our umpiring crew here for tonight. There's a line shot into right field. That's a base hit. Bussing will come up with the baseball. He'll throw it in. They're going to send the runner around third. Here's the throw to the plate. It is not in time. And now they're throw to second base. It is in time, and they get it. And the catcher, Holthouse, is saying that he tagged the runner. Home plate umpire Terry Smith says no. It's another run for Marysville. It's an RBI single for Zach Kefley. He's thrown out at second base for out number one.
Well, Holthouse and Haverkamp were both pleading with the home plate umpire. Holthouse kind of caught it, and as he caught it, it was kind of like a no-look swipe with your long right arm to make the tag. He thought he had caught the runner, but the home plate umpire said no.
So at the top of the order with the bases empty and one away, here's Ben Kirkland for the third time. He has grounded out to third base and lined out to right field. So now it's 3-0 Marysville in the bottom of the fifth inning. And that is a big insurance run for Marysville, especially the way that John Haggard is cruising on the bump.
Well, with nobody out and a runner on, and now you're starting the top of your lineup a third time through here against Haverkamp looking for more.
That makes you wonder how big that is, that Heffley was thrown out at second base trying to stretch that and get into scoring position. But 1-2 the count on Kirkland. Haverkamp back into the windup. His two-strike offering is a breaking ball that's lined into right center field for a base hit. So Kirkland is on for the first time tonight. He'll be at first base with one away. So think about that now. You'd have first and second and nobody out after scoring one run already. But nonetheless, Kirkland at first base with one away for Tregan Graff. He has grounded out to first base and also grounded out to third. Kirkland is a threat to run, not running. It's going to be a line shot right to the third baseman, Talley. He'll throw to first. They'll double off Kirkland, and that's a double play. So that'll end the threat, but Marysville does plate one. And at the end of five, it is 3-0. Marysville leads with Corning having six outs to work with. When we come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Isn't life crazy? One day, your fender gets dented by a runaway shopping cart. The next day, your kid's college entrance exam is a runaway success.
Yes, I got accepted.
But that's life. Some days you're the bug, some days you're the windshield. No worries, your State Farm agent is here in all of life's moments, the good and the not so good, to help life go right. So good day, bad day, any day, let's talk.
In Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska, see Tom Hilbert and Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me. That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A selfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
...103.9 FM, KNZA.
Start of the sixth inning, top of the order coming up for Corning. They trail 3-0 against John Haggard, who stays out there on the mound for Marysville. The winner of this game moves on to what will be the semifinals on Wednesday night. But Corning with just six outs to work with. They have only mustered one hit against John Haggard. That lone hit came in the third inning from off the bat of Ian Haverkamp. But other than that, they have only had three total base runners. So here's Trent Talley for the third time. He is grounded back to the pitcher. And he is also struck out.
Just thinking about that bracket, Johnny, you win this game and you're two wins away from advancing to state. You lose this game, and you're in a position where you have to win five straight to get to state. So,
yeah, this, you really look at this zone bracket, you have to have your best stuff. This is a true its own tournament to decide who is the best. First pitch, curveball in for a strike. Second offering is a fastball inside. 1-1 the count on Trent Sally. That's what makes this tournament even better. As I mentioned, really, realistically, five teams could possibly come out of this zone tournament. Nobody really the favorite. There's a fastball that swung on and foul down the right side out of play. 1-2 the count on Trent Sally.
Well, that's not counting Hiawatha. But think about Hiawatha last night. They almost had a chance to knock off this Marysville team.
Right. So I guess you could almost sit there and say that all six teams in the zone tournament have an opportunity. Obviously, now Hiawatha kind of behind the eight ball after losing last night.
Yeah, Hiawatha and Seneca. Seneca awaiting the loser of this game, but those teams would have to win six straight to win this tournament and make it to state.
Fastball misses low. I'll move the count full on Trenton Talley.
Well, top of the lineup here, Johnny. If Corning's going to have a chance, they're going to need to get something here this inning, you'd think.
And you look at the top of this lineup, as the fastball misses low and away, it's a leadoff walk for Trenton Talley. Before that, there was four combined strikeouts through first two times around the order for the top one through three hitters. But there's Trenton Talley with a leadoff walk, trying to get something going for Corning, as Ian Haverkamp now will dig in from the left side. He has struck out and has the lone hit for Corning tonight. He'll swing at the first pitch, pop it up to the left side. The third baseman, Price, again in foul territory, waits for it, and he'll make the catch right in the coach's box on the third base side. And there's one away.
That's the third play that Price has made in foul territory on a pretty high pop fly in this game now. So he's done a great job avoiding the third base bag and getting over in time to secure those three outs in this game.
Our runner at first base is one away for Zach Fisher, who has struck out twice against John Haggard tonight. Also have come swinging, but he'll swing at the first pitch here, pop it up to the right side, giving chances to the right fielder, Ketter. Near the line, he'll make the grab, and there's two away. Another really high pop-up, and it just continued to hang in the air and gave Ketter plenty of time to run over towards the right field foul line. Two big outs after the walk for John Haggard. Now it'll be up to Austin Holthaus to continue things. He reached on an error in the second inning, and he popped up into foul territory for an out in the fourth inning. 3-0 Marysville, top of the sixth inning. Fastball low. I kind of like what Marysville is doing. They are not worried about the pinch count right now with John Haggard. They are basically saying he is our guy. He gets a bouncing ball to the first baseman, Halbert. He'll step on the bag himself. That's actually Zach Heffley now playing first base for Marysville, but he makes the play to end the threat. Three up, three down. One at the bottom of the sixth inning. Marysville with a 3-0 lead here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size, can't find, standard door, won't fit? Then let Stahlbaumer Lumber and Seneca help you with a new Gherkin storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gherkin? Gherkin Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gherkin offers three storm door categories, classic, uniquely yours, and cabrio. All doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gherkin.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Seneca and let them help you with that new Gherkin storm door. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Seneca.
The answer is yes, SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
KNZA.
Bottom of the sixth inning, a new pitcher now on the mound for Corning. Zach Fisher has taken over for Ian Haverkamp, who will move over to shortstop. And so for Haverkamp, he goes five innings. He allows three runs on seven hits. Strikes out just one. He had just one free pass. So for Zach Fisher, he is making his 11th appearance on the year. He's thrown 24 innings, 4.67 earned run average. He is struck out 19 and walked 6. And he's given up 16 earned runs in those 24 innings. And after the game, we'll pick our McDonald's player of the game. I think Justin's safe to say that's still up for grabs here in the final couple of innings to go. Marysville leading 3-0 in the bottom of the sixth. And for Marysville, they will have the middle of the order, Price, Leduc, and Preininger. And then if anybody gets on, it'll be Haggard.
And nobody with a multi-hit game. I guess maybe the biggest hit so far of the game is John Haggard's two-run single. So he drove in two of the three runs, and of course he's pitched pretty darn well for Marysville to boot.
So here's Aiden Price to lead things off. He is 1-for-2 today. Grounded out to the pitcher in the first and singled in the fourth. Price, a right-handed bat, awaits the 1-0. It's spiked in from Zach Fisher.
Fisher just trying to keep it a 3-0 game. Corning will have just three outs left to play with, and they're 5, 6, and 7 batters coming up.
2-0 is a fastball that's low and away, and they'll actually get all the way to the backstop. So now 3-0 on Price. If you're Corning and Zach Fisher, you've got to keep this right at that 3-0 deficit going with three outs remaining. Now 3-0. Fastball on the inside for a strike. Liam Price pretty much straight away in the outfield and shading him to pull on the left side of the infield. Fastball high and inside, that'll be ball 4. So leadoff walk to Aiden Price. That is not what you wanted if you were Corning here, was already trailing 3-0 in this one. So now here's the cleanup hitter, Peyton Leduc. He has been on base both times he's come to bat today. He was hit by a pitch in the second and singled in the fourth.
We did not have a walk this entire game, and then both teams got a leadoff walk in inning number 6.
There's a throw down to first base. Again, Holthaus trying to show off his arm a little bit, but back easily is Price.
He's got so much arm strength. I mean, even watching him throw down to second, he never leaves his crouch. I mean, he just rockets it once he gets it in the glove. Doesn't have to move the body at all.
That makes it tough to steal on a guy like that because it cuts off so much time on a transfer or anything like that. Here's a hot shot to right field, but backtracking is Bussing, and he'll make the play for out number 1. Just makes a long throw to first base to see if he can get lucky. He does not, but one away. So hard hit ball by Leduc. But he is out number 1, and that'll bring up Caden Preininger with a runner at first base and one away. Think that trading Talley at third base is not going to let Preininger beat him again on a bunt. He is playing way in front of the bag. Preininger had an infield single in the second inning on a bunt and laid out a sacrifice bunt in the fourth inning. Talley playing maybe 10 or 12 steps in on the grass turf. There's a ball bounced foul picked up by Holthaus. It'll be strike number 2.
Yeah, that last sack bump by Preininger's still probably the best offensive play we've seen in this game, and that's when Ian Haverkamp was pitching and wanted to go to third with runners at first and second after fielding the bunt, somehow spun a 180 and threw it the first barely in time.
Now a delayed steal by Aiden Price. No throw by Holthaus. He was trying to frame a curveball on the outside edge. Didn't even notice that Price took off the second base. Well, he'll be in scoring position with one out, and that also takes away the opportunity of a double play. Here's the 1-2. Bouncing ball hit back up the middle. That'll get into center field for a base hit. Price around third. He's going to try to score. Here's the throw home. It is going to be not in time. Price slides underneath the tag. It's an RBI single for Caden Preininger, and Marysville now leads 4-0.
Great throw from Corbin Becker in center field. He put all he could into it, and it was accurate to home, but just a little bit high. Had Holthaus not had to jump up to catch that one and been able to field it a little lower, closer to the play, would have been much closer. But
I think he would have had a pretty good chance to get him if the throw would have been a little bit lower. Still a good effort, though, from Becker. That's another big insurance run, though, for Marysville. They now lead 4-0, another opportunity to play another run with Preininger at second base and still just one away for John Haggard. Haggard fouls off the first pitch he sees. He already has a 2-RBI double tonight. He flew out to center field back in the second inning.
Yeah, base hit here might just about wrap up a player of the game honor for John Haggard.
Fisher will throw back to second base to try to keep Breininger close. He'll swing and miss an off-speed pitch here, and he's now down 0-2. And really, you look at how deep Corning is playing in the outfield, you got to expect that anything hit into the outfield would probably be an easy score for Breininger out at second base. He's got good speed. Now, a wild hack of a swing by Haggard on 0-2 as the ball up and in. He almost chopped it. He was chopping down a tree, but somehow got it to go into foul territory and stay alive at 0-2. Four nothing Marysville. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. One out. Breininger at second base and a 1-0-2 count on John Haggard. A pitch from Fisher. Last ball high. Fisher just trying to hold things right where they are. There's a big swing and a miss by Haggard. Down he goes. That'll be the first strikeout for Zach Fisher. There are two away. So now it'll be up to Gabe Ketter to try to tack on another insurance run for Marysville. That's from the left side. Lines the ball down the first base line, but foul. Nearly took out his first base coach. And it's 0-1. Ketter has struck out looking and grounded out to shortstop today. The 0-1 from Fisher is a curveball in for a strike. Now Ketter down in an 0-2 hole. Becker on the center field going to shade him towards the right side. There's a huge gap out in left center. The 0-2 pitch is swung on and missed. Down goes Ketter, and that'll end the threat. So back-to-back strikeouts for Fisher, but Marysville plates another. They strand one as well, and we'll head to the seventh inning of play. Corning with three outs to work with, and they need four runs to keep this game going here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
KNZA.
On to the seventh inning we go. Through six, Corning has no runs on just one hit. And for Marysville, they have four runs on eight hits. 4-0 Marysville. Only one error in this game, and that was a tough error, tough play back in the second inning committed by Marysville. They've left three on base. Corning has stranded four, so it just one hit and four left on base. Corning just has not been able to piece together base runners and put together an inning in which they've sent more than five to the plate. And they're going to need to do that if they're going to try to come back and have a shot to win this game. Here in the seventh, it'll be Presley Bowers, Traden Talley, and Corbin Becker to the plate. And the decision for Marysville to stay with their starter, John Haggard, to pitch him over the 80-pitch limit is the big question right now. He's at 77 pitches coming into this inning.
I think it's the right decision. I mean, how many times do you see a team pull a guy that's pitching well just to try to save him, and then all of a sudden the guy they bring in just might not have it, and all of a sudden it's a 4-3 game, and you look up, and it's now in jeopardy.
First pitch, a ball high and in to Presley Bowers. It's 0-2. He's fouled out to third and grounded out to short. And the pitch inside again, so 2-0. Presley Bowers, Corning just looking for some base runners. They've had one guy walk, one guy hit by a pitch, one reached on an error, and just one hit. So those are the four base runners that Corning's had here in this game. Haggard finds the strike zone there on his third delivery, and it's 2-1, and they're going to pull him at 80 pitches.
Yep, that'll keep him available for a possible Friday game, should Marysville have to play that. But right now, he is required to have 3 days rest. They haven't officially made the decision yet.
I think that's the right call. If it was a 2-0 game, maybe even 3-0, it's a lot harder call. But you're up 4, bottom half of the lineup for Corning. Corning just really hasn't been able to put the bat on the ball and consistently put base runners on in this game.
The only thing I wouldn't like about it is bringing a guy in the middle of an at-bat. I would have preferred to see it happen at the beginning of an inning. But nonetheless, that is going to be it for John Haggard.
No one-hit shutout. He will exit, and Marysville will make a pitching change. They lead 4-0, and nobody out here in the top of the seventh inning. Let's go ahead and remind you of all of our American Legion Baseball title sponsors. These are the businesses making Legion Baseball possible. All the games we've done on radio and on the MSC Sports Radio Network this year, they include Ryan Meininger and his team at State Farm in Hiawatha for great insurance rates and other financial services, now at 815 Oregon Street. Two Timbers in Highland, a home plus senior living community. Also Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha, good food and good experienced people. Kirkwood & Company in Highland, it's a restaurant and sports bar open every day. Visit Kirkwood on Facebook for all their daily specials. Moreland James Banks in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Atchison, part of the Bank of Blue Valley, online at bankbv.com. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K helping you get there safely. Also, Highland Community College. Start here, go anywhere, online at highlandcc.edu. Also, thanks to Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Hyman Crop and Insurance of Seneca. Visit them online at sailorinsurance.com. And CAMTS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. All those 9 Legion Baseball broadcast sponsors, as well as McDonald's, our player of the game sponsor, which we'll select coming up at the conclusion of this contest. And then we'll take about a 30-minute break, and we'll have Doniphan County and Sabetha, the second semifinal game. The winners of tonight's two games will advance to the first winner's bracket final, and that is the Wednesday late game at 8 p.m. The winner of that winner's bracket final then advances to the championship, which is Thursday at 8 p.m. So new pitcher to face Presley Bowers. The count does remain 2-1.
And also Haggard goes from pitching. He's the new catcher. And LeDuc will go to third base.
Ball into right field and caught by Gabe Ketter on the run. So Presley Bowers is out number one. And just one pitch needed by Aiden Price before getting the out. So it didn't matter what the count was. One pitch, you got the out.
So resetting the infield. LeDuc now the third baseman. Kirkland at short. Graff at second. Halbert at first. And Haggard is behind the plate.
First pitch in there for a strike to Traden Talley, who's 0-1. Hit by a pitch and a strikeout so far today. Corning down to their final two outs now, trailing 4-0. Price's pitch fouled at the foot of Talley, who's behind in the count, 0-2. Aiden Price has to get the final three outs of this game and get Marysville into the winner's bracket final, which would get him a day off tomorrow as well. A couple games tomorrow, elimination games. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Coming inside, it jammed the batter. It's a one-hop picked up by the pitcher, and Price underhands to first. That is out number two.
Unlike Haggard, Price does toss it over to first base. Haggard three or four different times, saw him try to win the race to the bag.
So Corning down to their final out. Nobody on base, trailing by 4 runs. It'll be up to Corbin Becker, who struck out twice in this game. Now actually different batter. It'll be Tyler Womack, pinch hitter in here. And Womack, another Wetmore product, takes outside for ball number one. Second pitch to the right-hander, swung on and missed. Evens the count at 1-1. Working quickly, Aiden Price in relief, right-hander. This pitch a little high and in.
it's a tough spot for Kyler Womack. He's only had 19 total at-bats this year. He comes on here with being the possible final out of the game.
Price's pitch down and away, and now three balls and a strike to Womack. Mitchell Boosie is in the on-deck circle, the number eight hitter for Corning. Corning has had just four base runners in this game. 3-1, swung on and missed, and the count goes full. Now Corning down to their final strike. Corning loses this game. They would again play tomorrow night against Seneca in an elimination contest at 6 p.m. Here's the payoff and a bit inside. Tough pitch, but Womack able to take it and find his way on base with a six-pitch at-bat and keeps the game alive for Corning and gets right fielder Mitchell Boosie to the plate. 0-for-2. Boosie today is grounded to second and fly to center. No need for Womack to do anything crazy here. He has a pretty big lead. The pitch is outside for ball one. It's not Womack that means much in this game. It's two or three other guys that all have to get on base and come around to score for Corning to have a chance.
We'll say he might as well take second base if they give it to him.
They're not even holding him on. The pitch caught the inside corner this time from Price. It's 1-1.
Just the simple fact to take away the force out at second base. That's the only reason you would want him to try to swipe second base.
They're basically giving it to him, not holding him on. He's got a huge lead over there as Price now works from the stretch. And the 1-1 pitch swung on and missed. And again, Corning now down to their final strike in the game. Marysville is out hit Corning 8-1 and outscored him 4-0. Looking for one more out. The 1-2 pitch from Price is a high bouncer on the infield. Gloved at the second base and over his head. Kraft couldn't quite field it on that high hop. Womack will stay at second. And Boosie is aboard with two down to again extend this game. Tying run now in the on-deck circle. It'll be Isaac Detweiler that comes to the plate.
That will be put as the second error against Marysville today.
Both errors by the second baseman. That was more of a routine play, but the hop had a full grab, and he didn't stay back on it enough. When it hopped, it went directly over his head. This pitch comes in just outside the zone. Ball one to Isaac Detweiler. Twice, he's grounded out to first base. Checking runners first and second. Price with the pitch, and that's sprayed at first base and caught on a line drive to end the ball game. So three times Detweiler hit at the first, and that is how this one ends. The fifth and sixth runners left stranded for Corning, and Marysville victorious by a score of 4-0. We'll be back with the final stats, wrap up this contest, and pick our McDonald's player of the game after the break on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear fish oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Visit your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, Don Fate in Holton. Rent all the tools you need to make that re-roofing project a lot easier. From Heinen True Value, just ask rental. They have the Shingle Hog, a power tool that will skin off old shingles quickly. You can also rent roofing nail guns and the air compressor to install your new shingles. Make your roofing project easier with the rental tools you need. Go to HeinenTrueValue.com to see photos and info on all of the rental tools. There's always something new at Heinen True Value, the Just Ask Rentals in Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha on your way to the game or on the ride home for a meal or just a snack. McDonald's has a variety of food and snacks to choose from on their menu, and you can get it all to go. Why cook before or after the game? Just stop in for your favorite drink or treat yourself to a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Hungrier? Have a Big Mac, Quarter Pounder, or Chicken Nuggets. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back one final time here for our opening game of this zone tournament here on day number two. Marysville moves on in the winner's bracket with a 4-0 victory over Corning. Just a pretty dominant performance by John Haggard on the mound tonight for Marysville. He was an absolute stud. We'll get to his totals here in just a couple of minutes. But, Justin, you look at this game, Marysville, it was really a well-clean game played by both sides. Just two errors. But you look at it, Marysville scored two runs in the fourth inning, one in the fifth, and one in the sixth, and you could argue that they had chances to probably tack on a couple of more, but still, they went it 4-0 and got a great pitching performance from John Haggard.
Well, the first 3.5 innings, there was no score, and as you mentioned, the defenses were good, the pitchers were good, and you kind of just felt like whichever team would kind of break through first and find a way to scratch across a run or two or three, they would certainly have a huge advantage the way this game was going, and that's how it turned out. Marysville getting on the board at the bottom of the fourth. The first two batters singled, and then they got the two-run hit by John Haggard to take the 2-0 lead. And really, Corning never threatened to score. In fact, I don't think Corning got a runner to third base this entire ball game, as they only had a total of six runners in the contest. But, yeah, Marysville got that big hit to take a 2-0 lead in the fourth and pretty much just able to coast on to the victory from there.
So looking at the totals, we'll start with Corning. Again, only two hits. They had two walks, so they only had four total base runners tonight. Ian Haverkamp, he was 1-for-3. And Austin Holthouse, he was 1-for-3 as well. The only two hits of the night, Trent Talley, he walked once. And Kyler Womack also walked once as well. Ian Haverkamp took the loss. He went five innings, allowed six hits, three runs, and one strikeout. Zach Fisher had one inning. He gave up one hit, one run, and he struck out two. Marysville, meanwhile, Ben Kirkland was 1-for-3. Aiden Price was 1-for-2, also scored two runs and reached on a walk. Peyton LeDuc was 1-for-2, had a run scored. Aiden Breiniger was 2-for-3 and had an RBI. John Haggard had one hit and two RBIs. And Halbert was 1-for-2 for Marysville, and Zach Kefley 1-for-2 as well, and he had an RBI. So for Marysville, they improved to 18-11 overall in the year. Corning drops to 8-6. Marysville now awaits the winner of our second game of the night, Tabitha and Doniphan County. That game will be played at 8 o'clock on Wednesday night. So, Justin, one final business to get to. Our McDonald's Player of the Game, brought to you by the McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. The winner will get a coupon good for a free extra value meal at the Hiawatha and Seneca McDonald's. Make a pretty easy decision here tonight.
Yeah, a couple runner-up honors to Aiden Price. He scored two of the four Marysville runs and also made three pretty good catches in foul territory playing that hot corner of third base. Caden Breiniger ended up with two hits and an RBI in this ball game, but I think no doubt the winner, John Haggard, who had the two-run single, as we mentioned, to kind of give Marysville that 2-0 lead and pitching the first six innings the way he did, certainly setting the tone. Only one hit and only one free pass and no runs surrendered. That'll give you a fighting chance a little bit better than a fighting chance here in a zone postseason tournament.
Yeah, Haggard's final statistics, six innings pitched, two hits, one walk, no runs, and seven strikeouts. And again, at the plate, he had that big two RBI double for Marysville, who again, it wins it 4-0 over Corning. So that's going to wrap things up for game number one. Let's go ahead and thank our Legion Baseball sponsors one final time before we sign off. Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Hyman Crop and Insurance of Seneca, Highland Community College, KMCS Trucking of Sabetha, C&K Service, Moreland James Bank in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Atchison, Kirkwood & Company in Highland, Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha, Two Timbers in Highland, and Ryan Meininger of the team at State Farm in Hiawatha. So we had 4-0 the final. Marysville advances in the winner's bracket of this zone tournament. With that, we're going to step aside for a break. We'll come back. We'll get you set for Sabetha and Doniphan County. That's coming up in about 30 minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.